Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Again, it's always just a joy to think about you out there and you're listening to this. You're listening to the Word of God. Not so much my voice, but it's the Word of God that changes people. Even as Paul the Apostle said, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. And I'm just praying that that's what's happening in your soul, your heart, as you study God's Word. Let's go to Him and ask Him to bless our time together. Heavenly Father, we do come to you with great joy, knowing that you're God Almighty. You're the Creator. You're the one who desired for us to be in relationship with you. And it's a joy, Lord, to know that we can come before you each and every day with your word in hand, and you are ready with your Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth. You want to empower us to live according to that truth. And today, Lord, as we study your word once again in this book of Philippians, bless us, we pray, even as we bless you by studying your word. And we'll give you thanks for this in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Rejoice in the Lord. It's taken from the book of Philippians, chapter 3, and verse 1. As Paul the Apostle continued his writing to the Philippian church, he concluded his comments and exhortation concerning Epaphroditus, who was the church's pastor. In Philippians chapter 3 and verse 1 to the Philippians, we see the beginning of Paul's exhortations and warnings to the church as he teaches them to rejoice in the Lord. We read, "Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me indeed is not grievous, but for you it is safe." The verse begins, "Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord." It is interesting that Paul begins this chapter with the word "finally," which means for the rest, besides, or moreover, because at first glance it appears that he is closing his letter with a few comments. However, he goes on to share for another two chapters. His final words, though, are given to "my brethren," which shows the closeness Paul felt for those in the church. And his exhortation is to rejoice in the Lord. The word "rejoice" means be glad, to rejoice exceedingly, to be well or thrive. And Paul's idea was to be exceedingly glad in the Lord. The verse continues, "To write the same things to you, to me, indeed is not grievous." As Paul begins this section where he gives the church members warnings, he desires to assure them that redundancy is not a problem for him. He declared that writing the same things, which is the Greek word autos, and implies the idea of being automatic, regular, routine, and natural, it was not grievous, which means sluggish, slothful, or backward for Paul to write to them. And he was never reluctant or hesitant to share with them over and over again. Finally, the verse says, "But for you it is safe." Once again, we see Paul's usage of the word "but," which implies that what follows is of greater significance than what was just written. Paul told the church members in Philippi, "For you it is safe," which means firm, that which can be relied upon, certain, true, suited to confirm. Paul did not feel grieved over sharing with the church over and over again because he knew that the more they heard and heeded his words, the safer and more certain they would be. There are many challenges in life that may not invoke rejoicing as we go through them. Let's face it, some trials are very difficult, long, and hard. However, as we think upon Paul's words to the Philippians, we can heed his exhortation to rejoice in the Lord, no matter how trying, no matter how challenging, no matter how difficult things are, we can always rejoice in the Lord. The Lord Jesus is unchanging, unalterable, and continually steadfast, and we can always rely upon Him. Sometimes we just need to be reminded of where to keep our focus, where to keep our eyes, and where to place our rejoicing. When these same things are remembered by us, it only makes us safe, certain, and secure. And there's no greater place of focus and safety than when we simply rejoice in the Lord. Next time we see Paul give the Philippians warnings. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.